the victory speeches were laid up. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I hope you enjoyed last night's show, all 3 hours. I was pretty much riding shotgun with Sir Alex Jones. We had a really good time. We really didn't get to cover as much news as I would have liked, but that'll change tonight. I got a stack of about 30 articles in front of me, so we're going to be doing a news blitz and open lines all evening. It's 866-582-9933 to join the Info Warrior. Now, I'm going to be playing a video in the 30 after segment, because it's a long video and I feel like this guy's telling the truth. I get a lot of tips, you know, a lot of people want me to play this or that, or they want me to promote this or that website or this idea. Now, I usually check out everything that's mainstream, even if I don't talk about it or I don't think it merits. I always do check that out. But a lot of the Google videos, sometimes I'll watch for like 30 seconds and be like, all right, that's enough of this, you know. If it's not a straight-up newscast and it's an opinion piece, I'm usually not that interested. What this was is some gentleman, I guess he's a pastor, was pulled over. He invoked his Fourth Amendment right to be secure in his persons and possessions, and they brought the dog out of, you know, the car. This is a police matter now, and the dog doesn't find anything, so they call another cop. He tells the cop they don't, that the dog hasn't done anything, and, you know, he doesn't understand why he's still being detained, and they bring the dog out, or no, they refuse to bring the dog out, and let's just say it ends pretty messily. And I think this guy did one of the smartest things he could have ever done. He had his wife record him the next morning, right after the incident, telling the world what happened. And if this guy's account is true, and I think it is, I think this guy's rather genuine, well, he did the right thing, because in the court of public opinion, that's the only way things are going to get done. This guy was brutally beaten. I mean, you look at him, and this is a day after, and how much damage was done to his face, and I'm sure his truck, again, if his story is true, and I believe it to be. So we're definitely going to play his YouTube video, 30 After. If his account is true, I can't imagine why he wouldn't be on the Info Warrior or the Alex Jones program within the week. I know today is Thursday. But if we can't get him on tomorrow's show, contact him somehow. Maybe the Sunday show or the Monday show for myself. Another subject I want to talk about is this capping of the internet. Now, this is basically a story we've been talking about for a while. But over the summer when I was down in Austin, Texas, I talked about the trial run they had in Beaumont, Texas. All right. And in Beaumont, they were going to have a 5 to 40 gigabyte monthly limit. And then $1 for each gigabyte over that. So the average movie you download is anywhere from, like, you know, 700 megabytes, just under a gig, to a gig and a half, right? So let's say you get the 5 gigabyte package. And that doesn't include web surfing and downloading Flash videos and pop-ups and all that other traffic. Or if you do use features like Skype, that can take up a lot of memory over the internet as well. So anyway, so let's say your kid, you have the 5 gigabyte limit, he downloads 10 movies. Well, then you're definitely going to start paying over. You might pay like 5 or 10. Let's say he gets 20 movies over the course of a month. Let's say he has a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and so do you as well. Now, when you're downloading this stuff, you're already paying for the content. We have the servers, and they want you to pay again. Now, on one instance, Time Warner has shelved its plans to cap internet use. They got a huge outcry from the public saying, no, I don't think so, and I think we need that. On the other hand, I mean, these two stories are from today, and I think they're both out of the same news agency. Where are they at? Is this Reuters or is this MSNBC? It's MSNBC. Internet providers want to meter usage. So right here they're admitting, hey, we want to meter the usage, and this one, we tried that, and they stopped us, but they're not going to stop because they never stop until they get what they want. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, 866-582-9933.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting. Even though there are powers that would make us believe differently, banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back live, and we're going to go to your phone calls in just a minute, but I want to make this point again. You know, they try to say, oh, if you wanted to watch TV over the internet in 2009, you had to be willing to take much less content than cable. He's like, now you get much, much more. Of course, if you're still watching TV on your PC, there are trade-offs. So in other words, you pay more for HBO, you're going to have to start paying more and more and more for the content you already download, you're already a part of. And granted, some people do use an extreme amount of bandwidth, but, you know, you have to pay. All right, for instance, I just had to use YouSendIt to send a bunch of my new bumper music, right? Now, there is a free service there. It's 100 megabytes. I can send up to 100 megabytes at a time in an attachment. It's nice. However, if I want more than that, I'm paying a fee, probably, you know, 20, 30 bucks a year. And then I can attach a gig or two or 10 gigs at a time. Now, I'm already paying for that. Why should I have to pay for it again because it's traffic over the internet? They don't need it. They know that it's another, you know, cap and control system. Other than that, I also want to mention it is a glorious and historious day for the Info Warrior. We have a hot mic for the guys back behind the scenes, Jaron and Paul Hartman. And now when they talk to me, folks, you'll be able to hear it. So when I say, wait a minute, no, Under Siege is Steven Seagal, and then Paul can tell me, Paul?
What?
I was talking about, like, last night we're talking Steven Seagal and Under Siege, and you're like, no, no, no.
No, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. So now the folks at home can also hear the guys out there, so that's just top-notch. We're going to go to them a little bit later. And Jaron, if people don't know, he's somewhat of a celebrity over at the TMZ. He is a comedic genius, if you will. And he's gonna shine on this show from now on, folks. I guarantee it. Shining Jaron. Mark my words. Also, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we've got a treat. We've got a little bit of a treat right here. There is a young, hip Alex Jones right there. Look at the lad. Let's zoom in from this camera. We got this camera right here. Over here, too. Oh, there he is. A little blurry. It's a little blurry Jonesy. But there he is. Went over to the dentist today. And by the way, Alex Jones' dad is just one of the most pleasant people I've ever spent time with. I think that mic is still hot out there because I keep hearing Jaron in my, yeah, I gotcha. Anyway, he gave me this and I thought it was pretty funny. So we're going to be riding shotgun with little Alex Jones all evening on PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. I want to get to Obama shielding CIA interrogators from charges. In other words, continuing the Bush administration's policy on torture and those who torture. But I promised to take calls, so let's do it. Steve in Missouri, you are on the line, sir.
Yes, Jason. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to speak about something that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but I have heard Alex refer to it and others, and did a little research on my own about a section of the U.S. Code that seems to allow the military to experiment on people with just about anything they want to. It's that, I believe it's Title 50, and it's Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A. Mm-hmm. And the way, when I read it, I actually went to the library and looked it up. I was horrified because it's the language in this portion of the U.S. Code seems to pretty much permit the Secretary of Defense to do anything they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, that's not a shock,
I just wondered if you knew about any organized effort to revoke this.
I don't know about an organized effort to revoke it, to expose it. Sure, there's a ton of people out there that have, admittedly been experimented on the U.S. government. People who are going to, you know, their dentists and had no idea. I mean, a lot of people have won lawsuits, but at the same time, all we get are, you know, politician apologies. And that's all it is. I mean, for instance, I discussed on this program a couple days ago, Bill Clinton getting up in front of a press conference and admitting to Mind Control Ultra and the Tuskegee experiments and just apologizing for it. So it's basically denial, 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 plausible deniability for a little while, then admittance, then we're sorry, and we're just going to continue doing it. I know that's a pretty crappy way to look at it.
Well, you know, it seems to me like at the very least, a class action suit of some sort
well,
should
people
be.
People win. No, that's absolutely happened. But they always keep it really quiet. Just type in, type in radiation lawsuits, dentists, and you'll find out that there was a whole government program. And the people that did survive it, you know, 20, 30 years later, they did. They got millions.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my. You know what? I thank you for the call. I'll look for it on one of these breaks and see if I can't find a headline on it. But I remember it clear as day. It was probably, I want to say, 5-10 years ago, maybe more. But, yeah, absolutely happened. All right, let's jump to Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you are on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, good. Hey, thanks for all you do. And you've had some great guests lately with Leonard Horowitz, Naomi Klein.
Naomi Wolf.
Naomi Wolf. I always get them confused.
Yeah.
And, of course, Rosalind Peterson. Mm-hmm. There's a good chapter in Horowitz's book, Death in the Air, on chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written by Will Thomas. I wanted to suggest him as a possible guest.
Will Thomas?
Yeah, have you ever heard of him?
I have not, but I'll mark him down and check out his stuff. You know, we're always looking for good guests on this program, and I'm always looking for other people's opinions. Like I said, we're pretty open to anything here, as long as it's backed up. And Len Horowitz was a pretty good guest. And like you said, Naomi Wolf, a lot of people accuse her of being a left gatekeeper or, you know, not far enough, not hardcore enough. I thought her interview was great. You know, I mean, she may not be right all the time, but she helps bring in the left wing to issues like ours.
Yeah, she sure does. And you know, she has an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of a little perturbed when she was talking about, well,
we need
war
to be in Afghanistan. Yeah, that was kind of bad. But, you know, at the same time, this story I'm about to cover, I sent over to her Facebook page. I sent her those links, as promised, right after that during the break. But Obama shields CIA interrogators from charges. And this is yet another example of how he is continuing the Bush administration's policy on torture and those who torture. So, you know, hopefully she wakes up, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Obama's just more of the same and worse. That Will Thomas, I guess he has a documentary called Chemtrails, Mystery Lines in the Sky. Mm-hmm. I have not seen that. Another guest I would like to suggest on Chemtrails is Clifford Carnicum. Have you heard of him?
Have not.
I have seen his documentary, and I think it's called Aerosol Crimes.
Aerosol Crimes. I have seen. I haven't seen the whole thing, but I watched about 35 minutes of it. It was excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Aerosol Crimes is a good one, and it's on Google Video.
Yeah, it starts kind of slow, but it's really good. And did you get to the part where he interviews the naturopath?
Probably not. I mean, I had that one back in the day when we had just finished Loose Change Second Edition. We started getting all sorts of mail, and I want to say I got that video back in 2006 at the latest. I think it's from like 2004, 2005. Excellent video. Lots of documentation there. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good to talk to you. By the way, real quick, I noticed when you were talking to Naomi Wolf that she seems to, now that there's a Democrat running the administration, I don't know if I heard that right, but it sounded like she was starting to apologize for, you know, the permanent Korean-like presence we're going to have in Iraq, and then
that's the one area I think we differed on. I think that it was a good sign that she shuddered when I told her that the plan in Iraq publicly was to have 50,000 troops still there till 2011. I didn't think that she approved of that type of presence, but to her credit, she did talk about the possible domestic military force that Obama is trying to bring home to the United States, which is a great step in the right direction.
The other thing I wanted to bring up, first I want to mention, for all your listeners out there, I want to encourage them to spread this around. From what I heard, it looks like former U.S. Senator Bob Smith, I don't know if you're familiar with him, Jason, he is pretty solid. In fact, he delivered a salient speech on the floor of the Senate back in about 1999 or 2000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically exposing the fact that the sellout is completely bipartisan. But he's planning on running for the U.S. Senate again, I believe, in Florida.
Oh, excellent.
Former U.S. Senator Bob Smith. He's a really good guy. But I wanted to talk about what Barack Obama is doing in terms of saying that he's going to, quote-unquote, help Mexico in the war against these drug cartels. I mean, this is so ridiculous. You know, anybody that understands economics knows that you know, cartels can't be sustained within the construct of a genuine free market. It's the war on drugs that creates the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I was reading an article talking about how these cartels are taking over legitimate businesses, as fronts. And yet, no wonder you can't tell politician from drug dealer and drug dealer from politician.
Well, they're so heavily intertwined, my friend. I mean, there's no doubt about that, especially on the level that their black operation now, which has been exposed for over 20 years of them running the drugs from South America and Mexico. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The same networks in power that was in power then, they pardoned the people that got in trouble. Casper Weinberger, let's pardon them. Secretary Bob Gates, let's make him Secretary of Defense. Many, many years later. I mean, he was involved in that, too. Give me a break. I thank you for the call, sir. We'll be going to John and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
All right, folks, we are back. And I promised that caller that over the break I was going to look up these settlement issues. Now, if Jerem could bring a couple of these up on the PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the first one up here. Did we just kick out there? We're back in? All right. Vanderbilt agrees to settlement in radiation experiment lawsuit. That was $10 million. And I was right. It was about 10 years ago. This is 98. So I guess about 11 years ago. A little under 11 because it's at late May. $10,000 on that one. Go to the right. There's two more articles there. There was a bunch, but I only had a couple minutes. This is out of Los Angeles Times. Payments, that was an AP article, by the way. Payments urged for radiation test victims, government, Energy Secretary O'Leary's calls, is the first indication that the U.S. is willing to acknowledge liability. Oh, well, thank you, my lord. Oh, thank you so much for acknowledging you poisoned and killed a bunch of people. Oh, that's just so good of you. And you know you're going to pay us, too. Well, the survivors, anyway, of your horror torture chamber. I mean, give me a break. And this one's out of the San Jose Mercury News. Santa Rosen was one of 12 in secret effort for U.S. to pay families for radiation injections. And this was like 400 grand each. Just shut your mouth. Again, they really tried to keep it out of the press. It went into the press. You, like I said, you can watch Clinton apologizing for it. Oh, he looks so genuine. He looks so genuine when he says he's sorry. Give me a break. All right. We're going to keep jumping through your calls. 866-582-9933. Let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I was calling you about Dan Patrick, the Texas senator in Houston.
Okay.
Because you guys had a story on your site about the papers, please, you know, about the got to show your identification.
Okay, sure, sure, sure.
Well, this guy's introduced all kinds of bills. He's also introduced Senate Bill 727 for collecting DNA and creating a DNA database system.
Yeah, the old database.
And but that one even concerns children.
Yeah.
I mean, they take the DNA of children.
Sir,
and,
did you listen to what they tried to sneak into the GIVE Act in Section 1710? Thank the Lord they took it out, but they had the Citizen Electronic Identification Act in there, 1710, and they were going to start using this for all children, and they were going to use the Department of Education and this new civil service corporation that they actually set up to do it. And then within 18 months of the passage of the bill, they were going to go to Congress with it and try to implement it federally. So it doesn't shock me. I mean, listen, my buddy's a teacher in New York, and they gave him a DNA test swab kit for each of his children, and he said he wasn't going to give it to them without at least letting their parents know. But they weren't even going to let the parents know what was going on. And I would guess every other teacher allowed it to happen. So only one classroom even had the luxury of asking their parents. They've been doing this for a long, long time. Continue.
There's no way you can keep up with all this stuff they're trying to slip by us. You know, he's got
the identity, he's got the DNA,
and he's also supported the police checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then you guys had the story about the Austin police actually taking blood samples by force.
Yeah.
You ought to have this guy on. He used to be a radio talk show host in Houston.
Who, Dan Patrick?
He was horrible. Yeah, he was horrible.
Doesn't check me. He was a talentless hack. Listen, we'll try to get him on. The chances of that, though, if he has those kind of positions, are going to be slim to nil. Who knows? Miracles do happen. Dreams do come true. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Tom in Maine. Tom, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot, man. I was just checking out something I thought was pretty interesting. They got a new story about Columbine in USA Today.
I heard that it's saying now that they weren't jacked up on Prozac and they hated everybody and there was no list and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of interesting information in here, and the reason I wanted to bring it to you is because this is one of the subjects I've not looked at much, but there's a lot of interesting nuggets in here, including repeated mentions, you know, and basically laying out the case and admitting that they routinely hide information on this episode and others as well, that they talk about, you know, how the police basically sit on evidence and they're just feeding all the lies and baloney through the media.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a shock. I mean, the big thing for me that really puts it under suspect is all those bombs that they found in the building afterwards, one of which supposedly was like thousands and thousands of pounds in the basement over by the water heater. I mean, I don't know. All I know is I've read the reports of it. And if those reports are true, it seems to me that would be impossible for two kids with some semi-automatic and automatic weapons to place that many explosives throughout the school without being noticed.
It's yeah, and that's actually a lot of what the article gets into. It's a pretty long article. I just sent it to you on Facebook. I added you as a friend and included
it. All right, I'll definitely check it out. We're kind of breaking up back and forth. We'll keep taking your calls. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, TheInfoWarrior.com.
GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
You know, I forgot, but we do have one of the admins coming on to ride shotgun for an hour. In the top of the second hour, I believe it's Coyote. I'm sorry, folks. I forget sometimes that I'm having guests on. And Dew is admittedly so busy, sometimes he doesn't make me out a sheep. But he did mention it to me, so we're going to have him on in the second hour. We're going to continue to go to your phone calls, Joe, Brian, and more. But first, I want to play this clip. It's a lengthy clip, but it is from the heart. And I'm going to let this man's story speak for itself. And like I said, I believe this guy. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I know if you look into this man's eyes, you will find out he is telling you the truth. And it shows you how corrupt the police department in this country has become and how crazy people with authority can act when they exercise that authority wrongfully. And that's why we have the Constitution and Bill of Rights, folks. And guess what? No Fourth Amendment anymore in this country. Hit it, Jaron.
Fort Baptist Church, I just wanted to record this video while everything's still fresh in my mind to tell the story about what happened to me last night. I was driving back from San Diego to Phoenix. Today is Wednesday, the 15th. This was yesterday on the 14th. I'm driving back from San Diego to Phoenix, and I go through a Border Patrol suspicionless internal checkpoint. This is about maybe 75 miles east of Yuma on Interstate 8, somewhere around there. And I get stopped at the checkpoint, and they start asking me questions. I refused to answer the questions. They wanted to search my vehicle. I didn't allow them to search my vehicle because of my Fourth Amendment rights not to be searched without a warrant. And they referred me over to secondary inspection area. I said, no, I'd like to go on my way. I would like to go home. And they insisted I went to secondary. Well, then they bring a dog over, and they say, well, the dog alerted us that there are drugs or a human being in your trunk. He's trained to do that. And so now we have probable cause to inspect you. Now, the dog didn't bark. The dog didn't make a sound. And I asked them to tell me, well, what did the dog do to tell you that? Because the dog just walked over, sniffed, and pretty much walked away. And I asked them to bring the dog over a second time and show me. They refused to do it. I never saw the dog again. So I sat there for over an hour just waiting for them to let me go. They just held me there. They wouldn't let me go anywhere. Well, after a little over an hour, the DPS showed up. The Department of Public Safety, which is basically like the Highway Patrol of Arizona, shows up and says that I'm under arrest because they had probable cause to search my car and I'm refusing to get out of the car and let them search the car. Well, I told the DPS officer, I said, look, you know, the dog didn't do anything. I said, ask them to bring the dog out and show you, because I said the dog did not detect anything. I said, there's nothing in the trunk except tools. Well, the DPS officer asked the Border Patrol if they would get the dog out, and they told him no. So basically they told me, well, you know, you're coming out of this car one way or the other, and we're going to search this car whether you like it or not. And so they, a gentleman from the DPS walked over to the passenger side of the vehicle, and he got out a hammer and some other device, and he was kind of tapping on the window for a couple minutes, like as if he were, you know, getting ready to break the window. And he was on the passenger side. I'm all the way over on the driver's side. Well, they told me, you know, cover your eyes because there's going to be glass when we break this window in. So I put my hands over my face like this, and I leaned forward to cover my eyes. And at that moment, not only did the officer on the passenger side break the window, but another hammer just came from out of nowhere. I didn't see this coming at all, and shattered the window right behind my head. I mean, 6 inches from my head. So both windows shattered in the same instant. I'm like this with my face in my hands. And at that moment, I'm shot by tasers. So I'm in excruciating pain. I couldn't even control my body anymore. Because when you're hit with these tasers, you're paralyzed. And so I couldn't even, my hand came down from my face. I was trying to put my hand back in front of my face. I couldn't even control my arm. I'm screaming in pain. I'm shot with another taser. One guy from the Border Patrol grabs my head and basically shoves it into the driver door where the broken glass was, where they had just busted out the window. And I could just feel the glass shoving into the side of my head here as he just jammed my face into that side of that door and held it there for a little while. It's hard for me to measure the time because I was in so much pain. It felt like it was taking forever. But it was, I mean, this definitely was taking some time. Then they grabbed me, threw me on the ground. Another officer stepped on my head. I mean, it felt like his full body weight, and basically was just driving my face down into more broken glass asphalt, which is what all these cuts are from on my head. And he's got his foot on my head. I'm shot by more tasers again. Keep in mind, I had my hands like this over my face. I haven't resisted at all. I'm crying out for mercy. And they're just torturing me with these tasers again and again. And they're stepping on my head. They're shoving my face in broken glass for no reason. I wasn't resisting them. I wasn't fighting back. I was just limp, just begging for mercy. So then finally I decided maybe I should just be silent. Maybe they don't want me to cry out. So then I was just silent and still just tormenting me. So finally they stopped tasing me. They pick me up onto my feet. They take me into the trailer of the Border Patrol there. And when I walked in, I could see all their tons of screens showing all the different cameras. So, I mean, this is on tape from a whole bunch of different footages by the Border Patrol. They said, you know, they put my hands behind my back. They handcuffed me. and blood was on my face. I saw my reflection for a moment, and there was literally not one square centimeter of my face that was not covered in blood. I mean, my face was just solid blood. I looked like a monster. And so I'm sitting there in the chair with my hands handcuffed behind my back. The Border Patrol agents come in. They were laughing at me. Let me give you their names. One of them, his first initial is C, last name Diaz, comes in, mocks me, laughs at me, reviles me. Another one, B. Griffiths was another one. Another agent that was standing in there at this time, Agent E. Gomez. And so these men are laughing at me, razzing me, while blood is dripping from my face. I'm just sitting there, you know, helpless. I've been beaten horribly. And so anyway, the DPS comes in, they read me my rights. Pardon?
Did they tell you that if you just answered the question?
Oh, yeah. And then C. Diaz told me, well, if you would have just answered the question, we would have let you go. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I thought that it was because the dog detected drugs or a human being in my car. I said, I just caught you in a lie. I hope these cameras have sound. And so that was C. Diaz that told me that. So anyway, the DPS agent comes in. He read me my rights. I have the right to remain silent and so forth. They take me. They throw me in the back of the squad car. They drove me about 70 miles away from where I was going home. They drove me all the way back to Yuma. They took me to an urgent care center. For some reason, he didn't want me to go in there and get treated. I begged him to let me use the bathroom because I really had to go to the bathroom. I hadn't been in hours, and I drank a bunch of water, and I had to go really bad. I told him, I said, you know, I'm in pain. I have to go so bad. He said, no, just wait, just wait. You know, he gets out. He chats with another guy from DPS and kind of tells him the story while I'm waiting. And then finally he tells me, oh, it's just 5 minutes to the emergency room. You know, I'm holding the bathroom. He takes me over to the emergency room. Finally, you know, eventually I get in there. I use a bathroom. They put 11 stitches in my head. And, you know, they cleaned out the glass. They cleaned me. And it took, now you're probably thinking right now, why haven't I cleaned off my face? This is after my face has been cleaned. They cleaned my face for about an hour and said, hey, this is the best we can get it. This is the best we can clean it. So I got 11 stitches. You can see the damage now that it's all cleaned up. Before, I just had a mask of blood on my face. They took me from the emergency room to the county jail. They, you know, I was basically, you know, checked into the jail, spent the night in jail. I'm in a cell. I don't know what's happening. I don't know when I'm going to see a court. I figured it'd be within 24 hours. So then they basically pulled me out, and court was basically just a lady telling me that I have to show up on Friday at 10 a.m. And on Friday at 10 a.m. is going to be my arraignment, where I'm going to plead not guilty because I did not, was not detected by the dog. And guess what they found when they searched my car, by the way? Because, of course, they did after they shattered the windows out of my car and beat me to a bloody pulp. Then they did search my car, and guess what they found? Nothing, because all I had was tools. I didn't have any drugs. I didn't have a human being in my car. And so wake up, America. Why is this happening in the United States of America?
And his story is incredible. He did the smartest thing he could have done, and that's go on YouTube and tell people how screwed. The guy got pulled over, detained, beaten, tased, okay? Beaten and tased, had his public or his private property busted up. Let's see if they pay the bill for the windows they broke. I guarantee they're not going to. Then he got to spend the night in jail. That's the new America, folks. And thank God for YouTube. Because otherwise, this guy wouldn't have a shot. I guarantee that thing goes viral, people are getting fired. And they damn well should be. They damn well should be fired. All right, let's go to your calls. Joe in New Mexico, you're on the line.
Man, I'm speechless, Jason. I don't know, man. That's why they want to shut down the internet, just because of this stuff.
Thank God for the internet. That poor guy, if that had happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, he's screwed, man. You know, he's got an uphill battle to fight after taking a beating by some thugs that thought they could make an example of a pastor. Unbelievable.
Well, I'm going to go find that, and I'm going to Web 2.0 here in a couple minutes, but I got something else for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw that White House press release today. That's choosing a better future in the Americas.
No, I don't know about it.
Yeah, it's on the White House, and I'll just, you can, I put it on my website, and I highlighted some of the stuff. but it's President Obama did an op-ed himself, and he sent it to Trinidad Express, St. Petersburg Times, and then Miami Herald, and a another newspaper in the U.S., but then he sent it to, like, 10 Latin America newspapers, and it says that he apologizes for the U.S. first, that we haven't been we haven't pursued and sustained our engagement. But then he goes in, and everything Alex talks about, this is coming right out of the White House. He says, we don't need a debate on these things about a state-run economy versus an unbridled, unregulated capitalism. We don't need a debate on whether or not we need, quote, practical cooperation to expand our common security. And then he says, no time to lose. And I'm just hitting a couple.
This
of
is it.
Things.
This is the guy. He's bringing in the North American Union. This is my prediction of what he's going to be used for in this presidency. Go ahead.
What is this? The Inter-American Development Bank is. Mm-hmm. He mentions that, and then he goes on and he talks about the new energy and climate partnership of the Americas.
I need you to send this to me right away, sir. Do you got the MySpace or no?
Oh, you know, I didn't use that. I sent the website earlier. But
listen, MySpace.com/JasonBermis. Please send me that. Please send me a link. I'm going to try to actually print that over the break. Perhaps we'll be discussing it in the second hour, but if not, definitely in the third. Sir, I thank you for the.
And what is this? He says, consistent with the Inter-American Democratic Charter.
Mm-hmm. No, that's his gig, man. Everybody's like,
this is right out of the White House today, a press release.
Well, they got to admit it. At some point, they've built a lot of the infrastructure, sir. They want a North American Union. It's not a secret. And so they have to have some guy with a smile come out and say, yeah, with a big, big semantical game, Inter-America Bank. Give me a break. And unbridled capitalism. Give me a.
Right. And it's not that just that, but it's the stuff Alex is and you are hitting on, too, about this cooperative military and local law enforcement. He touches on that. Two in here.
All right, I'm going to have to check it out. Thank you for the call, man.
Okay,
you got it, man. Thank you. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Hey, I don't have anything important to comment about. I just wanted to comment about how you were talking about earlier about how they were going to try and limit the bandwidth amount that you can use per month.
Yeah, and by the way, let me just stop people, because I didn't talk about the YouTube factor. Depending on how big of a YouTube video you're downloading, you know, the 5 to 10 minute ones are usually like 40 to 100 meg. So if you watch YouTube a lot, you're going to be restricted on that. And then even Google Video are bigger. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, though, too, what if you upload a lot of videos to YouTube and stuff? You're going to use a ton of bandwidth uploading.
Exactly.
As-wise, too. So, yeah, it's just the same as, like, the global tax with global warming. You know, they just want to tax you any which way they can so that, you know, they're running away with your money to the bank and laughing about it. It's terrible.
No, it's awful. And I hope people are starting to wake up, because otherwise we're going to find ourselves in a China situation by proxy, because the average citizen won't have the money to upload those videos because they can't afford the bandwidth. That's every which way they're trying to restrict us, man. They want internet too, so it's only some corporations and some colleges that have control, so they can censor us there. They want to take control of Google, you know, and Google Video, so we can't upload our videos. They want to restrict our bandwidth, so we can't at them full force. Go ahead.
Well, see, the thing is, bandwidth is something where it's reusable. It's not like memory where, like, once you use up 5 gigs of memory, it's stuck. It's you've used up that 5 gigs. Mm-hmm. Bandwidth, once someone's done using that bandwidth, it goes to another person. So
something retarded like, oh, it's a series of tubes, like Al Gore says, and you're clogging the tubes. We're clogging the tubes.
I created the internet.
Hey, thanks for the call, Brian. All right, next caller is Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the line, sir.
Jason, this ain't the new America. It's always been this way. I'm like 52 years old. I was raised. My uncle was a top shot cop, district commander in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Grew up in the inner cities. You get on the cops' nerves, you're going to get your ass beat. That's all there is to it.
Well, I don't disagree that there's definitely been corruption in police officers before, but usually, back in the day at least, when they used to beat your ass, they wouldn't charge you and bring you to jail for the night. They'd just be like, all right, we really don't have anything on this guy. They wouldn't waste the opportunity to jail the guy. They would have just beat him and let him go. They jailed the guy. They charged him. I mean, how do you charge somebody who, after you search their car, you tase the hell out of them, and they literally probably piss themselves after the beat. I don't know if you saw it on the PrisonPlanet.tv, but he took a beating. I mean, they didn't puff his eyes up or anything, but over his eyes, he had scratches all over. It looks like he got a couple batons and glass. What do you think, Paul? Paul's looking at me right here. Well, on a 1 to 10, I'd say without the tasers, it was a 6.5-7. With the tasers, it was a 9-10. What do you think, Paul?
I definitely got handled rough. No, nothing to, you know, take home to mama with the scrapage and whatnot.
The question is, sir, are they going to get away with it? You know, are we going to challenge them on this? Are we going to say, hey, no, we have a Fourth Amendment and these guys need to be reprimanded? What do you think?
Well, what I think is we need more people like him. They're like, he's a sacrificial lamb. We need more people like him. But me, I'm an inner city person, and I know a lot of my black friends. We're sitting here laughing and stuff, you know, like, damn. You know?
Hey, man, the rough neighborhoods, I hear you, man. There's been corruption in the ranks for a while. We'll come back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. Coyote coming up in the second hour. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Strongholds, Senate, we've tashed it with. But
baton. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land, screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the drums like animal. Eat them seeds, they my own kind, I'm a cannibal.
All right, we are back. Final segment of the first hour with the Info Warrior. I want to go over a couple of news stories. Over at my blog, I did blog on how to convert DivX and MOV files to DVD. I know there's a bunch of people out there who are clueless how to burn. It's a quick tutorial, and I'm hoping in the comments section, all you other little info warriors that are tech geeks like me can help people that have problems. So if you go to the tutorial, you're still having problems, go to the comments section, ask for help, and somebody out there, please help these people. We need these DVDs out in mass, as many people as possible, to hand them out. All right, what do we have here? Police delete London's tourist photos to prevent terrorism. Some tourist from Austria, you know, photographed the bus and the tube stations, and of course the police in London are like, no, you must be a terrorist. We're going to make you delete your precious memories. That's the way we roll. So, again, categorizing everybody as a terrorist. And then this one, World Trade Center rebuild faces decades of delays. Basically, what Larry Silverstein is doing is trying to put the bill in the taxpayers' hands, which I think is bogus, because if he wants to profit from them, there's no reason that they should be paying for it. But on the other hand, now they're saying there's a possibility that the space won't be leased out till 2037. So they're thinking about putting it off. They'll still build the memorial, but not World Trade Center Tower 1. So that was an interesting story. Wanted to touch on that as well. Remember, we got Coyote coming up, riding shotgun with us for 1 hour here over at the Info Warrior. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Adrian in Colorado. Adrian, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Excuse my voice. I'm getting over some pneumonia. But I just wanted to comment on the guy that got basically tortured there at that crossing. Mm-hmm. When my son graduated the Marines in October, we drove that way. And we actually went through three of those crossings. And let me tell you, you know, we're Hispanic. We're from Colorado. And they were asking my kids to speak English to see if they were, you know, if they were citizens. Oh, and the last one, I just finally told my wife, I said, you know, this is ridiculous. So they had two little snot-nosed punks that looked like they couldn't be no more than 19, 20-year-olds come up to the truck. And I told him, I said, do you know your guys' history? And the guy sticks his head in the truck and says, yeah, I know history pretty good. And I said, well, you know, this is how it all started with the Nazis, with bullshit checkpoints like this.
I got to let you go, man. I'm sorry. That was a good call, but you got to watch your language on here. We are I know you get emotional, and it sounds like these guys were punks. And you're right. That is how it started, with those kind of checkpoints. Your papers, please. And that's why they want everybody in a biometric wonderland of surveillance. And that's why they try to sneak like things like 1710 in. But luckily, Info Warriors out there call into the program. We make a big deal about it on this show. And, of course, the Alex Jones Show, which is the biggest alternative media show in the world. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Don in Indiana. Don, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Hey, did you see Obama's speech a while ago, about an hour and a half ago in Mexico?
I didn't know he had one today. I missed it.
Yeah, it was just about an hour and a half ago, and he was talking about the Constitution and civil rights and all this other stuff, you know.
So what you're telling me is he was talking out of both sides of his mouth, you know, building up the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but then he put out this paper this other guy talked about. Hold over, we'll take you on the other side. Remember, we're riding shotgun with Coyote, one of the admins over at the Prison Planet and InfoWars forums. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Now joined by one of the admins on the forums, JT Coyote. I'm not sure what to call him. I didn't know that whether that was his moniker or not. What should I call you, JT Coyote? JT Coyote.
Oh heck, you can call me Coyote if you want. my old friends call me Coyote, and the newer ones call me JT.
All right.
And
all
we
right.
won't tell you what the old, real old ones call me.
All right, we're going to get to how you started into helping us out over at Prison Planet InfoWars in a second, but I want to finish up with this caller and what was said on this speech. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, and also today, well, he was also talking about guns, you know, how to control guns, and he said 90% of the guns that they find in Mexico come from the U.S., but earlier today on Fox, they was interviewing some lady, I'm not sure who she was, and they were saying, oh, 90% of the guns. And she goes, no, that's not true. She said only 14% of the guns that they found actually come from the U.S. And she goes, and by the way, you can't buy rocket launchers, grenades, and explosives at gun shows.
So. Well, all good points. And I will watch that speech probably tomorrow afternoon. I thank you for the call, Don. Yes. All right. So, JT, how do you get involved in this type of information and this movement, first off, and then how you get involved with Prison Planet and InfoWars?
Well, it's interesting, Jason. Back about 12, 15 years ago, I was involved in a very similar movement to what you and Alex are involved in. Mm-hmm. It was the birth of the 10th Amendment Resolution Movement here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I was involved in radio. And it was before the internet, really, and before, you know, chat forums really had become the thing. We were using, you know, telephones and fax machines and talk radio. And, we had, you know, quite a profusion of talk radio programs that we could work with. You know, I'm sure you've heard of Roger Fredenberg and Coast to Coast AM and
sure.
the ones like that. But local talk radio was also really, really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Something that it isn't now that they've, consolidated everything, you know, Clear Channel buying everything up and.
Clear Channel went after a lot of people back in
boy,
the back.
Didn't they?
Oh boy. I mean, a lot of people left and eventually, you know, Clear Channel had to go to their talent and bring them back in because, I mean, talk radio, it's almost dead. I mean, the only thing really keeping alive, unfortunately, are people like Alex Jones, this movement, and I mean, Howard Stern and Sirius XM. I mean, other than that, there aren't any dominant, terrestrial talk radio guys.
Well, yeah, you've got Limbaugh and Hannity and.
Yeah, of course,
and,
those guys.
You know, Tom Hartman and, Randy Rhodes, but. They're all controlled by the paradigm, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Randy Rhodes, all right. So is Tom. But I mean, like you said, you know, Tom Hartman and Jones do a simulcast, and Tom Hartman's going to tell him that global warming exists, and we should have a carbon tax.
That was
tax,
pretty
you know?
Good. I really enjoyed that show.
Oh,
yesterday.
I loved it.
That
I loved it. Yeah, no, I listen to Tom sometimes. I mean, he's not somebody I listen to all the time, but, you know, back in the day when I had an office desk job and I was listening to Alex in my office, I would also listen to Jerry Springer when he had his program on Air America. And, I mean, it wasn't the best, but at the same time, they talked about some pretty relevant issues. I'm very happy to see, you know, someone like Keith Olbermann start to come around and talk about the Obama administration, especially after being so good with the Bush administration and then being a cheerleader for this false paradigm yet again.
Yeah, really. And, you know, Overman, he surprises me sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really good that he can do that, because that means he's surprising other people. And when he came across the other day with the, you know, Obama may not be any better than Bush, he may be worse, mm-hmm. that just, you know, about floored me.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's what we need. We need honest people in mainstream media, and we have to have the alternative media grow to a point where we can reach a mainstream audience and bring more people in. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to HempUSA.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved?
This Thursday, April 16th, And boy, the month is really just shooting by. I'll be on my way to New York next week. We may do a program Thursday evening live from New York if I can get my equipment in order. If not, it will be a replay on Thursday and Friday. And hopefully I'll scoot, boot, and boogie back just in time for the Monday program. Otherwise, the first hour of the Monday, unless I really get stranded, will be a replay as well. I really just want to thank all you guys for supporting the Info Warrior, sending out the links to the friends, making the blog and the show a success. And I want to thank JT Coyote for stepping up to the plate and helping us over at the forums at Prison Planet InfoWars, because it's certainly not an easy job. We do have a lot of fans. We have a lot of people spamming. We have a lot of attackers. We have a lot of racists that try to infiltrate the forums. We have a lot of CENTCOM, CIA guys that try to parrot these other things. I mean, they're more than welcome to put their points up there if they're valid and they're genuine, but people will spam every single story with some nonsense link. And we do need to regulate that. I mean, it gets out of control. That's why sometimes we have the Secret Service in the office, folks. So, JT, how do you transition from the 10th Amendment, sovereignty, states' rights movement, and shortwave and that type of talk radio movement in the late 90s, early 2000s to today, and being a part of InfoWars and Prison Planet?
Well, it's curious because you'd never try to plot the road. You know, you would never ever think that would be the way it would happen. But in 2000 2001, mm-hmm. I had a radio show that I was running for a friend who had been arrested in England on a firearms charge. He's one of these people that provides antique equipment for the people that you see on the History Channel that are reenacting, you know, like the Battle
War,
of
sure.
Sudan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got arrested by Her Majesty's Customs, and all of his equipment was impounded in-house, and he had no money. You know, he's like the rest of us, Jason. You know, we're just eking by.
Yeah.
And so I'd made those friends in radio in the mid-90s with the 10th Amendment thing. So I called one of them who lives very close to where you're from. Mm-hmm. He owns WXBH in Cobleskill, New York.
Oh, very cool.
And so he said, well, you know, we're trying this new thing called streaming. And I'm going, what? And he says, yeah. He says, you can go on the Internet and talk to everybody on the planet. And I said, okay, let's do it. We wanted to raise some money for James Goodwin's legal defense against the Crown, mm-hmm. for his quote-unquote firearms violation. He had sent some brass to these reenactors.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got into computers.
Mm-hmm.
And I found, you know, that I had kind of an affinity for the little rascals. And with the radio show, which it ran for about 2 years, there were a total of 64 episodes. It was every Saturday afternoon for an hour from WXBH. Mm-hmm. And I was listening around, you know, now that I'd become computer savvy. And in the fall of 2002, I came across this wild man screaming sanity from Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was introduced to Alex Jones. And I had been listening to him over the Internet, you know, off and on,
mm-hmm.
Up until about 2005. And when Bush gave his inaugural speech on January 21st, 2005, and he openly declared with every breath that his intent was to bring in the New World Order, I became very active again, as I had been, you know, in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to chat forums, and I would post 10th Amendment posts, you know, and, you know, see if there was anybody out there who understood what the movement was all about, because we were destroyed by the Oklahoma City bombing, mm-hmm. and Morris Dees and Southern Poverty Law Center. Man, I can tell you stories about those people. Make your head swim. They had literally destroyed the 10th Amendment movement.
Mm-hmm.
or drove us all underground. But I came out in 2005 and started posting these again. I put them up on forums like the, what was it, on Ann Coulter's forum. I put them on there. And, you know, some of the people understood what it meant, some didn't. There's another one called the Patriot's Corner, which is a lot like the Prison Planet Forum in the types of people. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people from that forum are members over on Prison Planet Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I just posted it all over the place. And the day, I mean, the very day that Alex announced that he had a new forum on Prison Planet, I went over. And I went in, and I started posting stuff about fluoride and whatever. And the main moderator, who goes by the moniker of Sane, like in the opposite of insane, he sends me a PM and he says, "Hey, buddy, would you like to be a moderator? We need a couple more moderators."
Yeah,
you know, because that first day, literally, Jason, 10,000 posts within the first day. You know, the
it shows
was up
that
there.
We're pretty powerful. But if we could just group up and agree, you know, agree to disagree on some issues and agree to try to make a difference in the way, you know, that's why, you know, for this July 4th, we're calling for InfoWarrior Independence Day. Whatever issue you want to take on, whether it's the Federal Reserve or 9/11 truth or state sovereignty or global governance or the one world currency, whatever, you know, hand out some DVDs, hand out some flyers, make a difference. I mean, that's the bottom line. So what's it been? What's the experience been like? You've basically been on board since day one. I mean, tell us some of these forum stories, my friend.
Oh my Lord. Well, during the first 2 days, 3 days, Sane had put on a lot of moderators, and some were globals and some weren't. And the difference is that a global moderator has absolute moderation power throughout the entire board. And then there would be others who would be given moderation power of a specific board. And we found that in his, because of the fact that the thing had just exploded, like, I mean, literally, the first thing was the weeding out of the moderator process, because we had found that there were a few moderators that were put on that were shills, so to speak. They were not the good guys, COINTELPRO people. And so we had to figure out who these people were, as well as all of the crazies that were coming in anyway. So the first 2-3 weeks was, well, it was 14 hours a day. And there were only three of us that there ended up being any, well, you could trust each other. And that was Rock and Sane and me. And we stayed as the chief globals up until about 2 weeks ago, and we added another guy. So Biggs is on, and I want to say hi to Biggs and to Rock and to Sane and to the rest of the guys that are listening. And you know, when you get right down to it, every day is a story in itself. We will get people who think they're doing the right thing. And, you know, I also moderate the two blogs as well, you know. You knew that, okay. And this is where you run into it, because First Amendment reigns over there. On Prison Planet Forum, it reigns, but it has to be kept within, I mean, 12-year-olds chime in over there.
Yeah.
And usually over on Prison Planet, on the blogs, you know, it's not that way. It's mostly older people who are wanting to, you know, people that are adult, at least you would think they would be adult. you get people that spam the most incredible things. You know, they're thinking that they're spreading the word by posting the same link to the same YouTube video twice on each one of the articles on the board, and you have, you know, like two pages full of spam.
Yeah.
And then you have to, you know, so say, hey, dude, you know, this is not the way you do it. And then they scream censorship.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't even know what censorship is.
Yesterday they were accusing me of screening callers. I take callers direct order unless they're out of the country. And I don't care what they write. You know, you don't have to write. You know, a few of these ones have things like Border Patrol, chemtrails, ready to go. And, you know, the other one says in Toronto. You know, I don't screen any phone calls. I go right down the line, and this is an open forum for free speech.
That's it. And that's the way it is over on the boards. There are certain things you don't want to do, however.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those things are, you know, it's the same thing as what happened just a few minutes ago with language. There are certain things you cannot say.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Some things are inherently racist or ridiculous, and those things have no place on the forum. Anyway, we'll be back with JT Coyote after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The
Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
All right, folks, we are back. And we are joined by JT Coyote, one of the admins over at the forums of Prison Planet and InfoWars. And JT, what do you think are some of the things that people can do to be proactive in this movement? Because there's a bunch of armchair quarterbacks that are on the forum, and I appreciate the people that are putting out information, trying to spread stuff through links, you know, information, exchange information and learn. But at times it can get petty and people are always on the attack and they're blaming us for this or we're not doing enough. How can people remain proactive?
Well, I think the best way is to, anytime a troll comes on the board, don't feed them. Mm-hmm. Let them fall off. And you can tell who they are. And most people who have done any time on forums, you know, whether a poster or a moderator, can tell who they are. They will come in and they will try to flame the argument away from, you know, the debate that's going on. And if you don't feed them, then the discussions progress like they should, you know, like one guy, point, counterpoint, whatever. And then they can communicate with one another without the, you know, the shrillness in the background. Mm-hmm. The idea that we're spreading the 10th Amendment movement again after 15 years, finally, it has come back. And there's a lot of information coming out of there. We have picked up at least a dozen researchers on the Prison Planet forum who are actively perusing state bill files and dealing with the legislative legal services in states, looking for those bills that have already been passed, because that saves us time, like Colorado and Missouri and Montana and Hawaii. All of these have already passed the 10th Amendment resolution 15 years ago, and they don't have to go through it. Then we can concentrate on the ones that need to pass it, you know, like Kansas and New York.
Good luck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
New York would be a good one. And some of the stuff, this definitely is, you know, my pet, because it is the way that the people through their states can effect change in the federal government. And the federal government knows this. They know that it is the next thing short of armed revolution, basically. And they are afraid of it. They were horribly afraid of it back in 1994-95. And they started a counter movement, which is a secessionist idea. And the 10th Amendment resolution can never become a secessionist movement, even though the shills and the trolls will tell you that it is secessionist. And they'll say, that's how we got the Civil War. That isn't how we got the Civil War. Mm-hmm. It was the failure of a movement similar to this and the infiltration of the secessionist groups that created the Civil War. And these groups will show up now. So you have to be wary of them. And if you see them, I mean, if I see them on the forum, you see, I have the kill button. And I will not let it start. It's not that it's anything even vaguely resembling censorship. You know, I will let them on and let them talk and do their whatever. But the instant they get to the point where they're calling for secession, they are gone. And it's best that it be that way, because you don't need people wasting their time working against what they wish to, you know, their end result. And what we want is we want the states and the people to have back in their hands the power that the founding fathers had borrowed. And literally, with the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, they state that it's borrowed. And if you read state constitutions across the country, I know in the Colorado State Constitution, it says the same thing as it does in the Missouri Constitution, that all power comes from, is derived from the people. And it all goes back to the people.
Well, that's what we want. We want a government for and by the people again. And that's why, you know, we encourage organizations like Campaign for Liberty, encouraging
exactly.
people to, you know, get involved in local government, whether it be city council member, mayor, you know, you want to be a state representative, please run for Congress if you think you can win. We need to take back this corrupt government. We need to reinstate checks and balances. That's why we had three separate branches. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back taking your calls with JT Coyote after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attack!
folks. We are back attacking the New World Order globalist system as we speak. And I want to let people know that I did send out the new music to the GCN. There will be about 25 new tracks added for the kids over at the Info Warrior. Remember, you get the podcast if you miss any of the show over on the left-hand side. I also posted a story today about selling the New World Order to the youth. Ryan Scheckler, he's a professional skateboarder. He has his MTV reality show or whatever. And he is now selling sunglasses for Oakley under the New World Order line. It's very lovely. So be hip, be cool, wear a $120 pair of sunglasses marked with the New World Order logo. Just wonderful stuff. All right, we're riding shotgun with JT Coyote from the Prison Planet InfoWars forums. Let's go through some callers. Let's jump to Michael in Arizona. Michael, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Love your show. You're doing a great job.
Hey. Thank you, man.
Yeah, a couple suggestions about that incident down there in the Border Patrol, the Gestapo checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I live near that one in Quartzsite, Arizona area, and we have to go through one every time we go to Yuma. And it really is disgusting because it's 80 miles from the border, and they're stopping everybody and hassling citizens. And I had an incident where my wife and I, who is from outside the United States, we were taking a two-lane highway across Southern California on the way back to Arizona. We get stopped out of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. There's a checkpoint. And we had to talk our way out of it. She didn't have any of her documents. I didn't even expect anything like that way out there in the middle of nowhere.
And why should your wife, who's a passenger in a car, have to carry her license on her? It's absolutely ludicrous.
She doesn't. Yeah. She
exactly.
And we had to talk our way out of it just to get back home. But as a suggestion, you know, you guys were asking or talking about what can we do. Yeah, and I think we need to become more proactive, like that pastor who gets stopped down here by Yuma. If he has a congregation, or now he has a huge following because he's all over YouTube, but what if 100 cars, a group of us with 4 or 5 people in each car, went through the checkpoint and we just blew through it at 5 miles an hour? If they put spike strips down, we all get out and surround them. These things are out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, these are ideas I think we need to consider.
I like what he did with the YouTube thing because it's going to get the word out and hopefully going to get some people fired. And at the same time, because otherwise this guy's screwed. I mean, the legal costs alone, you know, not to mention the medical costs, not to mention the cost to, you know, actually fix his car. So smart move on his part going to YouTube. I thank you for the call. What's your take on this? Did you get to listen to that, the video I played of the young pastor? I mean, first of all, those guys are out of control.
Indeed. You know, it's almost as though in the Constitution free zones, which are 100 miles around the borders and the coast of the U.S., where, well, roughly three-quarters of the people of the United States live, have become like Mexico, you know? I mean, it's like you might as well have been stopped by one of the federales.
Well, it is the federales. I mean, the way they treated this guy, batoning him, tasing him while he was in his car, never giving him the opportunity to leave his car. I mean, it's just disgusting. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Hey, I just first wanted to say, hey, JT, does JT stand for justice and truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of figured with the way you are, it's pretty fitting. But I just wanted to say, Jason, first of all, I've been trying to, you know, again, pass along this information and talk this up as much as possible and make people aware. Uh-huh. And, you know, a couple of days ago, I was talking to a guy at church, and he teaches gun safety. And so I was mentioning to him, I brought the Obama deception with me, and I wanted to give it to him to look at. And I haven't gotten to yet, but I asked him, I told him, this exposes what his real agenda is. He goes, oh, believe me, I already know what that is. And I said, what's that? He said, 40 years ago, the Communist Party took over the Democratic Party. Now, you know, and I just walked away, and I'm still going to follow up with this guy and say, look, you're on the right track, but you're still off. You need to watch this, because I was just thinking about this, okay? if the Communist Party took over the Democratic Party, well, then the fascists took over the Republican Party. And correct me if I'm wrong, it seems to me that if Hitler was around today with the Gestapo and everything, they'd be much more compatible with the Republican Party with George Bush.
Well, since they were pretty much amalgamated into that party covertly through their little crime network. And again, I mean, the Nazis never really lost. They were just taken in through Project Paperclip. A lot of those people remained in power, right. And then they became the same cabal that brought you Iran-Contra. You know, and right. It's still in power today. I mean, the continuity of government program or the shadow government is what is derived from the Nazis. And guess what? They control both parties. It ain't the
right,
Communists,
exactly.
Brother. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, when you look at it, whether it's fascist, communist, or whatever, they're all funded by the same internationalist bankers. I wanted to follow up on, there was a couple nights ago, you had, was it Rosalind Peters?
Rosalind Peterson was on with CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. She was great.
And the night before, I want to tie this into the night before when you had Len Horowitz, and of course he's the king of exposing eugenics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I called in about this, but then I got dropped. So I wanted to kind of finish what I was saying the other night. You remember I had mentioned about going on the site moonmovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that made that, as far as I'm concerned, proves that the whole space program that we have through NASA as a whole.
Is that Bart Sobrell, by the way? Is it the same guy who did Astronauts Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Or is this, yeah,
same
it is
guy.
Bart Sobrell. Yep, yep. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Well, the interesting thing is here you were talking with Rosalind and she mentioned NASA, mm-hmm. you know, and tying in with the thing about the chemtrails. Well, I kind of piece things together, you know, because I do a lot of thinking about this kind of stuff. So I happen to go on moonmovie.com, his site, while you guys were talking about this. And it's funny, he's got a thing posted on there for people to look at called NASA TV. And what it is they were showing this whole piece. It was a piece that NASA was doing, basically promoting the fallacy of global warming. So if you think about this, here NASA is involved with one of the biggest hoaxes about the moon landing, now another one about global warming, and you guys were talking about Obama and his new program for bombarding the Earth's atmosphere to basically block the sun because of global warming. You know, we, of course, know the real agenda. Well, tying that in with Len Horowitz, here's basically what I postulated as far as NASA. NASA, of course, is sending these satellites up, which are spying on us. They're helping monitor global warming. And so, you know, if you think about it, if they're bombarding the atmosphere, and this ties in with eugenics, okay, there's the poisons, of course, and there's an epidemic of things like asthma now and other diseases, but also there's a guy named Joseph Mercola out of Chicago, and I encourage people to go to his site because he covers a lot of health issues, Mercola.com. But, you know, one of the things, and you brought this out, Jason, sunlight gives us vitamin C, which we have to have.
Vitamin D
is a major thing for counteracting cancer. Mm-hmm. And what is the eugenicist pet project as far as people getting sick? It's cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, et cetera. So if they're blocking the sun, that's just another way of people getting cancer.
Well, I don't disagree with you there, and I thank you for the call, Stephen. You know, out of the eugenics programs, the cancer program does seem to be the biggest and baddest, especially when you can look back to the late 50s, early 60s, where they have to admit that they put SV40, simian virus 48, cancer virus, in the polio vaccinations.
Exactly.
I mean,
and
my
you know,
God.
It's interesting. That is their original pet project, too, was cancer research. And people thought, you know, they were looking for a cure. No, they were looking for a way to make it the most widespread disease they could.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, well, back in the 40s when they first started it, late 40s, the cancer rate, you know, maybe one out of every 30, 35 people would contact it, that would get some form of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, it's pushing almost one out of every two.
Yeah, which is incredible.
Yes, and fluoride, fluoridation program is part of it. As far as the, you know, knowing what's going on with the global warming deal and NASA's involvement in it, the best movie to watch that really blows the doors off of the whole global warming thing is the Great Global Warming
Absolutely. Swindle. Absolutely. I recommend it all the time. We've played excerpts of it on this program. The Great Global Warming Swindle out of the BBC not only blows the doors off it, it knocks your socks off with, you know, not only scientists, but the co-founder of Greenpeace telling you about, telling you about not only the global warming scam, but the environmental movement scam in general. I can't recommend it enough. Let's jump to our next caller, Coyote. Let's go to Demi in Toronto. Demi, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
I'm just calling to tell you about the difficulties people have waking up their friends. Like, I'm a young guy, and most people I tell about this stuff, it's like it's hard for them to believe, and I'm just like looking for some suggestions.
Sure, sure. Well, one of the suggestions is I'm sure you and your friends get together on the weekends and go out to the bars or something like that.
No, I'm 15.
Oh, you're 15? All right, well then, bad suggestion, sir. I'm sorry, you're younger. All right, so even younger than that. All right, so I would assume, all right, at 15, you're either going to, like, small high school dances or then on the weekends maybe playing cards or getting together at pools, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Going to each other's houses? Does anybody ever come to your house? You got a nice house?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, that's a good start. First things first, put a DVD on in the background. You know, whatever you're planning on doing that evening, I know I used to get together with my friends all the time and stay out till, you know, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, even as a, you know, preteen and teenager. And just put it on in the background, man. Play some cards. You know, one of the big things I used to play is 31. Not a lot of people know how to play that one. A lot of people play blackjack or, you know, other poker's pretty popular, you know, five-car hold'em, all that stuff. But you put it on the backdrop at first and get their attention that way and then have a burn DVD for them. You know what I mean? You know, they don't have to watch the whole thing at that point. You know, just get something to spark their interest. That's always one way to do it. I find, especially if they're younger, they're not going to read much. You know what I mean, man?
Yeah. Because I've explained it to my teachers and stuff. Like, most of them, like, are more interested in it now. Like, one of my teachers gave him the Obama deception and he kept asking me, like, he said he wants more of the documentaries from Alex.
Give him Fabled Enemies, man. Fabled Enemies, for those that don't know about 9/11 Truth, is such a great way to bring them in.
Good movie.
Thank you, man. But I mean, it really brings people in. I mean, it's this hardcore fact, and it softens them up for a Loose Change or a Alex Jones Martial Law, which, again, covers that broader spectrum. I try to keep the first movie people see under 2 hours, and I try to make it, you know, palatable to their personality. So in other words, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, for instance, friend, that is a hardcore Christian, right?
Yep.
And they don't want to hear
that's what I am. That's what I am.
All right, so this is good for you. And they don't want to hear any of this stuff. Well, Order of Death is only 45 minutes, man. You know, and Order of Death is going to scare the hell out of somebody who's a Christian. And what isn't it about? Order of Death basically just goes into the secret society of Bohemian Grove, shows you the members, shows you how they act like Christian conservatives, like the Bush family, but actually do occult rituals.
And is it attacking Christianity as a whole?
No. It doesn't attack any religion.
It's hypocrisy is what it is.
Yeah. It basically attacks the hypocrisy of people who act like Christians.
Yeah, like recruit Bush
Christians.
Yes,
exactly. So listen, you get them to watch Order of Death, you get any of your parents' friends just to watch that movie alone, I guarantee they'll look at the rest of the library of Alex Jones. Another key is to learn how to use the torrent networks, man. You're a young guy. The internet is still open. Now's the time to figure out how to download DivX copies and burn them to disk for friends, because I know you don't got a lot of money, right?
Yeah, but I also have a YouTube channel, and I put some videos on there. Like, I have 200 videos of most of this stuff.
Well, those are always positive, too, but you know what? Not everybody's going to sit down and watch it on a small screen. A DVD is always more tangible. YouTube videos work, too, man. I mean, Order of Death is on YouTube. Maybe send somebody the trailer for that or the first part of it. But get into the burning scene. Get into the downloading, the high-quality scene. And like I said, if people are coming over to your house, put it on in the background before they get there. You know, make it a fun thing. All right, I thank you for the call, bro. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Dan in Minnesota. Dan, you're on the line. Or is it Michigan? It's probably Michigan. Yes, Dan.
Diane?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's got Dan on here. I'm sorry. Diane, you're on the line.
Okay, I'm calling you about the Tea Party.
Uh-huh.
I know that's the subject you're talking about, but I wanted to call you about the fantastic turnout we had in Lansing, Michigan, our capital. Mm-hmm. Michigan, over 5,000 people, which was not covered by any media. It was absolutely phenomenal. I'm with Campaign for Liberty.
Excellent.
Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, and I want to tell you, they could not eat up the information fast enough. It was the most fantastic thing I have ever seen. I've been in this movement for over 15 years.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Did you see people who were handing out Obama reception? Okay, go ahead.
There was very few. There was almost no, maybe two or three Obama signs.
Uh-huh.
Everything was audit the Fed. It was no taxation. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. I mean, that's a good sign. I mean, and what's really a big sign about that, Coyote, I thank you for the call, is that the mainstream media glommed onto it. You know, Fox tried to co-opt it, but then the rest of the mainstream media tried to demonize it because Fox co-opted it. And that shows you exactly. That shows
exactly
you
what they're doing. They're setting up the new paradigm.
Exactly.
It's insane, man. And with Fox News glomming onto it, you got Glenn Beck, mm-hmm.
And his worshippers.
Yeah. And you know, what do? You counter them. You burn 5,000 more copies of Endgame and Fabled Enemies, and you get them out. And you support Ron Paul's campaign for liberty, and you support the Loose Change Boys with We Are Change. I mean, there's a chapter in every state, at least, mm-hmm. and in some states, more than one.
Absolutely.
You come over to the Prison Planet Forum and you talk to people, you know, and you network with them. And you can do that there. You know, people hook up and boom, you're going. Because it is a chat forum, there are 17,000 registered members there, and we have three times that many people who come in and lurk. So at any given time during the middle of the day, on the Prison Planet Forum, there will be, during the daytime, anywhere from 400 to 500 on the board at any one time.
Yeah, in other words, you have an opportunity to reach hundreds of people at the tips of your finger in seconds, who in turn can reach thousands of people on other forums as well. And it really just has this chain reaction effect. We'll be back after this final segment with JT Coyote. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Final segment with JT Coyote, one of the admins over at the Prison Planet and InfoWars forums. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. I believe I saw Forrest yesterday over at the Tea Party in San Antonio. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jason and Coyote, thank you for all your hard work y'all been doing over the years, man. And I'd like to talk about the Tea Party.
Sure thing.
It was great. There was like 3,000 people down there in San Antonio, and it was... There's a lady talking about the North American Union, letting everybody know about what's going on with that. And then there is a patriotic preacher man talking about the blessed Alamo land in Texas. And
you guys handed out a ton of Obama deceptions.
Yeah. I was hanging out with San Antonio Change, and there's some great folks over there. And it got me thinking about what JT was talking about these trolls. Well, there's a guy with a camcorder that kept bugging We Are Change San Antonio, and basically he was taking away a lot of time from them handing out and the Fed papers. Mm-hmm. But it was great meeting them. And I also met this guy named Harold from JustGetThere.us. He's from Austin. He's a great guy, and I was there over by the Alamo up until about midnight just chatting with folks.
And there was also another woman over there who was doing the against the real ID, you know, for Texas and having people sign petitions for that. I mean, overall, it was a really good event. It just sucked. There were so many Glenn Beck worshipers, but those are the ones we're trying to wake up anyway.
Exactly. So they came to you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I handed out over 100 copies of Loose Change Final Cut, and I left another 30 for San Antonio We Are Change to hand out. I was handing out civilian inmate labor program documents, really just trying to reach as many people as possible for us.
Yeah, and there was this country singer who had a hit country song back in 92 that was out for a few weeks called We Must Take America Back. Mm-hmm. And it was pulled off the charts by the major record studio. So he went and like recut it and put it back on the internet. And
excellent.
He also performed that song. So it was just to show that, the corporate controlled media tries to shut people down. But if people are persistent, you know, they can get the message of truth out there.
Absolutely, man, and we thank you for your efforts. Go ahead, JT.
Yeah, if he has a link to that tune, I remember that tune.
Oh, do you?
Back in the 70s, man. And if he has a link to the remake of that, if he'd come over to the forum and chime in over there and get that link up, because it's a great song, and mm-hmm. there was a reason why they pulled it back,
all right.
What, 40 years ago.
All right, Forrest. Get on those forums, man. All right, let's jump to one more caller. Let's go to Lewis in Illinois. Lewis, you're on the line.
I know. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good to hear from you, Jason. This is really glad you guys let me on. It's just I was hearing you talking about fluoride. I just want to talk about what you guys think about iodine, because I was hearing that a good fight against fluoride and all this stuff they're putting in the atmosphere.
Exactly. Iodine has been something that the FDA pulled from Mosalt. They demonized iodine, especially the organic forms, and a lot of disease is a direct result of that. Mosalt used to be iodized back, first half of the...
And what was the reason that they demonized it? In other words, what were they saying about it?
Well, it was, it was poison and all this. You know, the usual stuff, you know.
And in reality, it's a...
Exactly. It's the same thing they did with salt, Jason.
Okay.
If your body pH is too alkaline, or not alkaline enough, you're a cesspit for disease if it's too acidic. And salt...
Coyote, I thank you so much for joining us, my friend. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line till you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Keep going through your calls. The call line is 866-582-9933. But first, I want to cover these two stories about one of their other favorite eugenics programs out there, the HIV, or as the kids call it, the HIV. Yes, it's known as the AIDS in the lamer's terms. I got Paul cracking up there about a very unfunny subject. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because Reuters is reporting poor prisons creating HIV time bomb out of the UN. Well, their eugenics program is working great in third world nations and cesspools of viral conditions, of course, or vile conditions. I said it is viral as well. Viral and vile. Vile, viral conditions. How's that? That's what they like. They love it. You know, they're trying to kill these people. Again, no matter how many people contract malaria, contract HIV, have cancer, the population continues to grow. It gets bigger, bigger. And they have a eugenics program of population sustainability. Sustainability is a buzzword for we like to kill you slowly and make a profit on it. See, that's the second part. We have this article here, poor prisons creating HIV time bomb. Let's, kill them and grill them. Nice little globalist slogan. And this one here, this is actually a lot like a Chris Rock joke. HIV deal with Pfizer to land UK company with a fifth of the global market share. You see, if they can make some money off you while you're dying of HIV and AIDS, they're more than happy to. Doesn't matter protease inhibitors have been around since the mid-90s. Doesn't matter that Dr. David Ho was Time Man of the Year, pretty much cured AIDS back then, back in the Dizay. No, we'll make some more money and we'll kill you too. And we'll put a little Pfizer stamp on it so that you think you can trust it, because obviously they make Viagra and you can trust people that can make your penis hard. I mean, let's be honest. If they can get old Jimmy into the woodshop, friends, then they must be good on the AIDS. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. So, you know, I just wanted to touch on a little HIV news. I know that we obviously on this program have covered Bayer injecting people with Factor VIII, giving them HIV in this country and others. So I thought that this warranted a little bit of discussion. All right. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Lon in L.A. Lon, you're on the line.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up?
I just want to thank you for, you know, your service to America.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I have something to think about. Gosh. Don't you find it funny? You know that Project Bluebeam thing?
Yeah, Project Bluebeam, by the way, is the declassified plan where they will shoot holographic images into the skies and either pose themselves as large religious figures like Buddhas and Mother Marys, or alien invasions where there will be a bunch of flying saucers and green spacemen who are going to come and take over.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and you know, like, a lot of us don't realize how, you know, deep we are into this, you know, matrix-like grid we are in right now. Like, I think Obama was Project Bluebeam. I mean, there's so many similarities. You know, the blue, the Democratic side, you know what I'm saying?
So you think that he is the hologram? He is the illusion?
No. Because, look...
I'll hold you over. You got an interesting angle, friend. We'll definitely talk about it on the other side of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and popping out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart of a couple life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping. It wasn't if I could have made her life different.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior on the line with an interesting character trying to associate the Obama presidency with Project Bluebeam. I'm going to give you a shot at it. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I just want to add, you know, it's awesome that you got more to technique. I love him, man.
There's more on the way, my man. I'll tell you what, I think I threw like two new tracks.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm a music producer, and I actually emailed him some beats, and he's actually going to work with me, but that's another thing.
Oh, cool, bro. Very exciting.
If you want to check out my music, insurgencymusic.com, I actually did an Alex Jones thing. You should check it out. It's pretty cool.
All right, cool.
But first off, he's coming from the blue, from the left, right?
Okay.
Bluebeam, and they're kind of ramming him through, right?
Okay.
I guess that's where you get the beating from. But if you go to Africa, man, they'll tell you he's Muslim. If you go to Israel, they'll tell you he's for the Israelis. You know, if you go to, in America, they'll tell you, oh, he's, you know, for the Greens. The only people he doesn't represent, the right wingers, I guess, are the only people that don't associate themselves with Obama.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world, they'll associate, you know, they'll be like, oh yeah, he's our leader. You know, like, he's for Israel, he's for Africa, he's for the Middle East. Everyone thinks that, oh, like, he's this god. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they've pushed him as the president of the planet. There's no doubt about that. I thank you for the call, brother. I don't have the magazine in front of me. It might be down on the floor over there. But president of the planet, you know, again, he looks like the Lord God on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Can we bring that up there? No, not that. Bring up the God Rolling Stone cover, Obama Rolling Stone. I mean, they literally have him in the clouds with lightning surrounding him in a godlike pose. So, are they trying to sell him as the new global leader? There's no doubt about it, because they want to get their New World Order instituted. And, you know, his job, in my mind, is to bring in that next leg, and that's the North American Union. All right, let's jump to Harold in Texas. Harold, you are on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, I wanted to just talk about the San Antonio Tea Party, because, you know, I was there for the, you know, the takeover, the co-opting, you know, the new shield order there with Beck being called Thomas Paine, and Rick Santelli's the grandfather of Tea Party movement.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, I wish I saw you there, but man, the main thing is that I saw this guy there, the racial provocateur, who had the sign that said Save White America. Did you see that guy?
No, I didn't see any Save White. The one that I found the most offensive, just because it was really dumb, was the Obama Osama sign. Is the only one that was like borderline, dude, you're like three times as retarded as you think you are. And I didn't see anything racist, but, you know, obviously Save White America is pretty damn racist, friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it's even further than that. I mean, I wanted to give a shout out quick to Forrest. He called earlier. Yeah, we talked for hours after that, and he witnessed this too. But so I went, I represent the website justgetthere.us, and so I went to go interview that guy. And I go up, and the video, I'm still trying to get it uploaded right now on YouTube, but I go up to the guy, and I say, hey, can I interview you? And the first thing he says is, are you with the media? Are you with the media? And I'm like, no, but, I run a website. I was like, so can I interview? He's like, cool. So then he gives me this card. As he's giving me his card, he just blurts out, so you want to know something about Alex Jones or something? And I was like, huh? I played stupid. I'm like, so what do you know about Alex Jones? He's like, well, you know, he's a good guy. He talks about the New World Order and the new international bankers. And then later on he was like, but he doesn't talk about racial mixing. And that's the real problem.
Ugh.
That the globalists and the bankers, they want us to come together and racially mix. And I'm like, man, that's directly 180 what they want us to do. They want us to be divided and stuck on these racial issues that you're trying to push. I mean, you're part of the agenda, you know, with this sign, with this phone. Not only did it say Save a White America, it had his phone number on it.
Oh, my God.
And so who would come there to do that unless you're a provocateur? Like, and that first thing I was like, are you getting paid to do this? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, with this goofy grin the whole time. But the first thing he says is just strange. He just busts out Alex Jones and InfoWars immediately after asking me if I'm the media. It's like, what, you know, what's that about?
Well, it sounds like they're trying to send. Yeah, well, they're trying to set. And you should send us that video. I thank you for the call, Harold. And keep it up, man. Keep on going to those events and trying to wake people up. But they're trying to again associate us with this crap, this anti-Semitism, racial bull nonsense, this Johnny nonsense, this, you know, Teddy Toughnuts mentality of you must hate those blacks and Jews. You go to the info wars. I know. It's cool, man. We hate the Mexicans too, brother. Huh? White power. White power. I mean, come on, man. Let's all get over the racism and the Ronnie Ridiculous out there. All right. But obviously they want to make it about race so they can put us on their little ADL list and try to demonize us in the mainstream media. No doubt about it. All right, let's jump to Joe in Nebraska. Joe, you are on the line.
Hey, man, what's up?
What's up?
It actually kind of reminds me of that Chappelle sketch where he's the...
What?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Clayton Bigsby.
Clayton Bigsby, there you go. Hey, but that blue beam thing kind of reminds me of Da Vinci. He actually used to do that kind of stuff, you know, to sway his religious kind of idiots back in the 15 or whenever he lived, you know.
Oh, well, like what do you mean with his chicanery and trickery?
Exactly,
so?
With like, you know, thunderclaps and, you know, like, oh, God's going to rain down upon you if you have sinned, and, you know, he'd have some like thunder machine that would, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God, I must be a sinner type thing.
Yeah, yeah, modern day soothsayer.
Exactly. But I was kind of calling about the Virginia document.
The Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment document?
Absolutely. The one and only. Mm-hmm. I work at a high school up here in the suburbs in Omaha, and we have a, I guess you call it a liaison from the local police force.
Oh.
Yeah, and I kind of brought it, at the day that it came out, I brought him the document, you know, what do you think of this, you know, playing dumb, and, you know, it's like kind of how you were showing on your blog things. You stopped at the paragraph where they explain, you know, this is for police use, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He's like, where'd you get this from?
Not for you. You don't look like you're an intelligence officer, a Department of Defense, or a local police officer. You shouldn't have this. What's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. And then I showed him, I gave him, you know, go to InfoWars, and he's like, I don't have to check this out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he doesn't know, like there isn't one in Nebraska. I mean, come on. That one is so broad and so wide in its language, and really speaking, again, Orwellian style, by saying, oh, in this document, we're defining terrorism as violent acts or the threat of violent acts for political gain. And then you get to the end of the document. Well, almost none of these groups have ever acted violently or ever shown that they would act violently, but we're going to categorize them as terrorists anyway. That's how we roll. I mean, it's absolutely... Absolute. I mean, it is brainwashing on another level.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually. The sophomores here, mandatory reading is 1984.
Oh, that's good, though. I mean, thank God. Yeah. You know, I mean, that should be mandatory reading for every high school student sometime in their little career. You know, public school is not all bad. I mean, if anything else, you learn how to make it in the world, and maybe it makes you a little less naive. Some of the things they teach you are actually, you know, not that there aren't indoctrination centers at some point, but it really shows you the way of the world. And if you can't make it socially in high school on some level, good luck in the rest of the world. Good luck putting on your big boy pants, folks. I thank you for the call, Joe. Let's jump to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty all right myself, actually. Just wanted to call talk about the Obama deception. There was a situation earlier today where one of my buddies dropped by, and he's like, you want to go shoot a gun tomorrow? And I was like, it was just totally out of left field. I was like, yeah, why not? You know, and he's like, starts going off about how Obama's going to try to take the guns away. And I was like, yeah, they've been on that for, you know, quite a while. It wasn't just an Obama thing, but yes, he is going to try to take the guns away, and this is going on. Here, check this movie out. Slipped him the Obama deception because I always have copies.
A true info warrior. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've passed out hundreds of those things like recently. But So I slipped him a copy of the DVD, and he's like, well, what the hell is the Obama deception? And I was like, oh, it's a documentary about, you know, his presidency, and he basically funded by all the same people that funded the previous regimes, and just gave him a brief synopsis, and he was actually, you know, real interested. He's like, oh, I'm definitely going to check that out, you know. He's like, sounds like there's a lot of good stuff in there. I was like, yeah, there is, and plugged InfoWars real quick, and that went real well. And then actually it was like within 45 minutes later, I happened to be running to the ATM, and I just watched, because I actually saw it like a year ago when her talks were out. Naomi Wolf, she was giving the End of America lectures, doing the circuit thing. Mm-hmm. And I saw that online, and then she just came out with the documentary, so I watched that. And
it's
that
excellent, correct?
Head. What's that?
It was excellent.
It's beautiful. It really is.
That's why we had her on this week, because that movie is just really, really good. And there's another great, starter for this movement. You know, if somebody can't take, you know, they're way too left-wing liberal, maybe you don't start them with the Obama deception. Maybe you start them with the End of America and follow up with the Obama deception. All these tools that are our fingertips, we just have to use them.
It's all about delivery, too, and the individual. I mean, there are certain ways you can bring people in. And, you know, it does kind of suck that you have to, you know, pander a little bit to, you know, to somebody's mind state, but it's got to be done, and it's being done for the right reasons, and you're absolutely right. We do need to do all that and get that out there. Real quick, I know you're probably pressed for time. I did want to get a suggestion in there. Immortal Technique. Sure. Everybody always talks about him. He's by far my favorite hip-hop artist. Get him on the show. He would be great guest.
All right, he's on. He's on. We will make sure to get the Immortal within the next month. I'll put my producer on it on Monday. I want him on. I've met Immortal a couple times. He's really been generous with his work and helping out the 9/11 Truth Movement. There's no reason not to have him on. Plus, I really enjoyed The Third World. I thought it was one of the most excellent,
unbelievable,
awesome CD.
Yeah, very, very poignant. He's always on point. He's never written a line. I mean, minus obviously the you know, you're going to get swearing in hip hop, but I mean, politically, he's pinpoint accurate.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, in one of the sketches, he has Ronald Reagan talking about dedicating the launch of the Columbia to the freedom fighters in Afghanistan, you know, that would later turn into the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. It's the Info Warrior.
Which we funded through the ISI.
Oh, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burroughs. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to do a short little news blitz and then continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. U.S. video game sales fall 17% in March. All right, that's almost a 20% drop. And seeing that the video game industry is about the biggest entertainment industry out there right now, surpassing both movies and television, this is a sign of the times that people have less disposable income. Let's say it together. Less disposable income. And why is that? Well, the IMF warns over parallels to Great Depression. This out of the Telegraph. That's right. We are on the verge of a Great Depression. Heed Lindsey Williams' warning. Very hardcore, folks. Heed it. I mean, I'm not going to say the man is definitely right, but he has not been wrong often. And even Max Kaiser said inflation so bad prices would triple and they would replace the dollar. So U.S. video game sales down 17% in March, showing this recession, showing people spending less and less money. Malls closing everywhere, folks. And the IMF warning over parallels to the Great Depression. Meanwhile, to fix it, you know, we'll just make a global currency. We'll call it special drawing rights, and we'll print trillions of them for the same foreign bankers that really robbed the system to begin with. Very lovely. Thank you so much, IMF. One more little story over here. Google profits beat expectations. So Google still making the scratch, folks, still on top. Did fire some people. It did have to lay a few people off, but still made $1.3 billion. Yeah, $1.3 billion, and it was $1.42 billion. I'm sorry. It was $1.42 billion, up from $1.3 billion. The quarter prior to that. So still billions of dollars at Google. And why wouldn't it be? It bought up YouTube, and YouTube has just clinched a deal with major motion picture studios to put their content on the website. Details are still sketchy, but you probably won't have to go to that new Hulu.com to see all your latest Hollywood films. It looks like YouTube's going to pick them up, and there will be some kind of pay-per-view action. Or what the studios will do is they'll put their old tired movies out that they can afford to give out for free to try to advertise to you and recruit you into other films that they've produced and other products that they want you to buy. Isn't it lovely? All right, let's continue to go to your calls. Dan in Florida. Dan, you are on the line, sir.
Yeah, what's up, Jason? What's going on, man? Just a quick thing. You mentioned you were briefly talking about HIV earlier and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually called, I'm going to say about 2 weeks ago or something, and I was talking about this one guy. He's a virologist, and way back in like 1994, 1995, he actually came forward And he was pretty much like the direct opposition to the HIV leads to AIDS hypothesis. And he would say different things like possibly, you know, maybe possibly drugs lead to AIDS and things like that.
And he would say it was a hygiene issue as well?
Yeah, well, I think he did, but I think he was primarily saying one of the key things, he was talking about these things called poppers that people take, and they totally destroy your immune system. It's documented.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that that's one of the key things that does it, but they have multiple causes. But, you know, ironically, one of the main causes, or, you know, not a cause at all, is HIV, was his argument.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what you think about that. Have you heard of that? And is that
true? I've heard that before.
This guy's a PhD.
And you're talking about Stecker, right? David Stecker?
Nope. Actually, not Stecker. I'm not going to mention the guy's name. I'm not sure if you're allowed to mention these scientists now. I mean, he's like a really controversial guy.
Okay, all right. You know, I've looked into that, and I don't know. It's hard to say because the drugs that they put you on when you have HIV, like AZT, kill your immune system, and you got to wonder.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, AZT... it's not something I would put in my body no matter what I was diagnosed with. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at all the false HIV positives. I mean, the Post this year, I think it was admitting to, you know, thousands of false positives. So if all these people are coming up positive on one test and negative on another on HIV, you got to wonder, is this the disease that they're talking about? You know what I mean? Is this the thing that's really going to... No, I'm saying, is this really the problem that's going to kill your immune system in you? If you can come up with a false positive that easily, you know what I mean? And then
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
I
you know what I mean. So that's my big question. I am very skeptical, and especially the way they hyped it in the heterosexual population, the brainwashing that went on when I was a teenager, and we're watching these after school specials. You have unprotected sex one time, and all of a sudden you're going to have HIV/AIDS, and you're going to die in your early 20s. I mean. I am very skeptical of the whole HIV/AIDS situation. You look at Magic Johnson, he's okay. If you watch the documentary, Bigger, Stronger, Faster, you seen that one yet?
Nope, haven't seen that one.
I recommend this one to everyone, and it's mostly about steroids and HGH. I thank you for the call, Dan. But at one point, they go to a man who had cancer and HIV, and he had literally, like, no white blood cells at all. He starts getting on the juice, and I mean, this guy could take me no problem, obviously. He's got cut off sleeves. He's in his mid 40s. He's jacked. He could choke the life out of me. And he's living healthily. You know, so if steroids are a cure to HIV, why aren't we using them? They're in abundance. Weird, huh? Could it be a eugenics program? We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Jason Burmes, I just want to remind everybody, I am on five nights a week, 9 to midnight Central Time. If you miss any of it, the podcast is over at theinfowarrior.com. On the lower left-hand side, we got some great videos posted up over there. My interview with Naomi Wolf, my interview with Patrice O'Neill, my interview with Bill Burr. If you missed any of that good stuff, as well as little op-ed stories such as the cool guy wearing the New World Order sunglasses. Hey, look at me. I can spend $150 on a pair of shades and they're pro New World Order. Oh, by the way, I can skateboard. Ooh, and I'm on the MTV. You know, Sheckler actually seems like a good guy, but he has no idea, you know, how much of a tool he's become. You are becoming a tool of the elite to sell their new world order, their globalist agenda, their hip, slick, NWO idea, and that story over at theinfowarrior.com right now. Let's continue to take your phone calls. Let's go to Ryan in New York. Ryan, you're on the line.
Hey, Burmes, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just want to start off by saying I think that would be tremendous if you got Immortal on the show.
Okay, I'm on it. We will get Immortal Technique within the next month, I promise.
I think he should also go on Alex Jones, too.
Well, we'll try to get him on both. I mean, obviously, we do a lot of double booking.
All right, I have a question. What do you make of Biden's warning about Obama facing a big crisis? What do you think it could be?
Well, I think that, you know, I think it was just the economic crisis. I think time told that, you know, he was supposed to have that. When was it in... What was the date on that? It was in January, right? He gave like a specific date, and it didn't come true. So I think that he was probably talking about the economic crisis, and it kind of leaked in the press and in the mainstream beforehand. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe that crisis is yet to come. I thought that it may be a false flag attack, perhaps in another country, or just a complete collapse of the dollar. But, you know, it seems like their plans are going along slowly, surely, incrementally, and kind of silently with this special drawing rights, a.k.a. this global currency. I think that was a big plan for the globalists to get through some time in Obama's administration. It just happened to be in the first few months.
I have one more point.
Yeah, sure.
When I give someone a DVD, I hand it to them. I don't know what to say, like to draw them in. Is there anything specifically I could say to them?
Well, it depends on where you're at. Sure. Like where are you handing out these DVDs, for instance?
Just like teachers, friends.
All right, teachers and friends. So, again, man, just like I said, you try to play off their own belief system, their own mentality. You know, like I was talking to that young kid who was 15 years old. He tells me that he has his friends over and he's a Christian. Order of death for those people. When I was handing out DVDs yesterday, you know, I don't just give them to every single person. I get somebody who I see make eye contact with the sign. I see somebody maybe look me up and down or look at what I have, and I say, sir, please take a DVD. And then if they start talking to me, well, what's it about? Well, it's about the hardcore issues of 9/11. I'm a filmmaker. I really hope that you just take the time to check this information out. You know, you try to be polite, cordial. you know, present it as something that they're going to want to see. But, you know, you got to be able to read people a little bit. You definitely have to have some personable skills to be successful at this. And don't stop trying. Feel comfortable with it. The more you do it, the more comfortable you will feel doing it. And the more comfortable you feel doing, the more people you will reach. I promise you that. I thank you for the call, Ryan. Let's jump to John in Winnipeg. John, you are on the air.
Hey, Jason.
How are you doing, sir? Good.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, people, how's it going? Hey, we got to find some solutions. Are they impossible? Nah, it's easy. We just have to respect those who actually know what they're talking about. You know, this New World Order. Well, first of all, AZT, it's a poison. We know this for sure. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Women who are HIV positive who give birth to healthy children, the United States or the government there seizes those children and takes them to a death center in New York City, and they're poisoned until they die. And all you got to do
with AZT, correct?
With AZT. And the reason they do this is they can't allow these children to survive, because if they do, people will wake up and they'll go, well, geez, you know, just to remind you, Burmese, like a great many Americans did die through that process. Mm-hmm. People start wondering, well, hey, you knew it poisoned us and you...
Oh, did we drop him? He was making really good points. Call back tomorrow, John. Go ahead. No, John, you're on. They got you back. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I'm just saying the evidence solid. We can talk about it another day. Anyway, New World Order, if they're going to exercise our authority, it's going to be by the consensus of the public will. Now, they could con us, as they've always done. But we got to understand, we can grab that mantle for ourselves by treating ourselves equitably. If you have no evidence, the person's innocent. Torture is already illegal. It warrants, actually, the death sentence, understanding American law. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan actually put it into the War Crimes Act of 1986. Mm-hmm. And it's understanding, with reason, it's smart people that actually advocate that, because it's a completely innocent person they've randomly kidnapped and, in many cases, sexually tortured, you know, and some cases to death. And mm-hmm. Obama today, his quote, unbelievable, Obama's, Oberman quoted him today. Here's what Obama said today. Nothing, quote, nothing will be gained by spending our time and energy laying blame for the past, unquote. That's ridiculous. That's what justice is. We do this to defend our innocent selves.
Well, that's why we started the program with this story. You know, this is one of the stories we started the program with. Obama shields CIA interrogators from charges. He is, again, expanding on the Bush and Cheney doctrine. He is not going to prosecute those who tortured. He is not going to bring justice for those who have been tortured. He is going to continue torturing people on other black sites. Period. Yeah. Amen.
And these guys, some of them hired through CACI, are from military dictatorships. They're not American citizens.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, John. You know, because they've changed the name of the School of Americas to a different institution because of its bad name. You know, it obviously helped Noriega come into power, trained him, trained other third world dictators. So they've changed the names there. And then on top of that, it's now classified whoever goes there. But they'll say, oh, no, we're just instructing other militaries how to conduct business in other countries. Meanwhile, these are countries that are oppressive dictatorships that help us run the drugs.
Yeah, to deprive freedom from the individual, to hurt our innocent selves, to pick off people at random, to create chaos and anarchy in our society so we can't form common cause, to go, no, torture is illegal. Who's advocating this in our policies? And Obama's doing that today. He's saying he doesn't want justice meted out against these demon monsters, some of them. Some of them have lame excuses, and they go, I was just working for CIA, doing what I was told. Other guys sadistically enjoy this behavior. We have so, you know, I'm too fearful to say something that'll get you scared, and you might, you know, but there's tons of stuff out there documenting all kinds of terrible crimes. We had Oregon soldiers who walked into a torture facility in Iraq, saw women and children being tortured, blood's all over the floor. They arrest the guys by gunpoint in the torture facility, free the women, free the children, and then all of a sudden orders come from on high to release your prisoners and give the torture victims back to them, because this is an American facility. These are Oregon soldiers, and one guy was quoted in the news article where he was interviewed saying he had an itchy finger. He's just thinking, man, well, what do I have a gun for? But he didn't shoot anybody. You know, he just made an effort to tell people that this is the kind of demonic behaviors that are taking place in your name as an American citizen.
John,
because you still...
John, do me a favor. Send me that article, because I don't know if I covered that story with the Oregon soldiers. I thank you for the call. Great caller. Call back in maybe tomorrow or next week. Great points. But I really want to see that article where, you know, they were forced to relinquish the soldiers who were torturing women and children. Remember, folks, we're all human beings. I don't care what language you speak. I don't care what your skin color is. We're humans. All right. I don't want to be tortured. So why would I condone the torture of somebody who's browner than me? Give me a break. It's disgusting. That mindset is revolting. And the apathy that goes with it is just as stomach turning. Okay? Man up. Be a human. Let's go to Greg in Colorado. Greg, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
How are you doing, man?
I'm all right.
I just want to say that I really enjoy your show, and I just want to talk about the Obama visiting Mexico on talks about the drug war.
Sure.
I think, like, he is really going to, like, secretly kind of, like, do a deal with the president over about our own, like, Second Amendment rights, just because they claim that 90% of, like, the guns from the United States are going to Mexico, even though it's only 17%.
Well, what I think they're doing right now is that they're telling the public what they want to hear. Oh, we're going to fight the drug war. Oh, we're going to work to protect everybody. Meanwhile, what they're really doing is extending the SPP document, trying to bring in that globalization, that interdependence that we've talked about. And then spew rhetoric that covers for this same, you know, COG, shadow government, black ops system that runs the drugs for these people. I mean, I think that also another reason to be down there is that Calderon ran his mouth a little too much and said, hey, there are corrupt government officials on the U.S. doing this too. And Lou Dobbs agreed with him. And it looks like Lou Dobbs was ready to expand his investigations into that corruption. So this is kind of a PR stunt. You know, this is a move down there, not only to work towards the North American Union, but to say, hey, man, you can't be saying that U.S. officials are running drugs, all right? We have to come up with a game plan of what you can say to the press.
Yeah, they also want drugs to be legal because they're going to be profiting over it. And, like, the only people that are going to be going to jail are the people that are in possession or the small-time drug dealers that they know they have no association with.
Mm-hmm. So they can put them into little privatized prisons to work for slave labor for the corporations. It's a beautiful thing. I thank you for the call, Greg. Let's jump to Ben in Virginia. Ben, you are on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Jason? I just wanted to talk a little bit about these tea parties. I went to the D.C. Tea Party, and it was packed. We had over 3,000 people, and this is where they said that somebody threw a box over the fence at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when they said that somebody threw the box over the fence, there was basically nobody over there. And I think that was a provocateur event. I'm pretty sure it was.
Well, it was trying to round people up, basically, to get them away from certain areas and make an excuse to do so?
It was close to the end of the program, but it was pretty clear that nobody was going to leave. And so they pushed everybody out of the park and had their little rinky-dink robot go up to it and open up the box. And it, oh, it's got a bunch of tea bags in it. And, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was pretty insane. And that's the thing, like, we were talking to, one of the groundskeepers there who was picking up after us, and, he said that this happens every single day.
Every day,
somebody drops a piece of trash and they have to wheel out their rinky-dink robot. They call us paranoid? This is ridiculous.
Meanwhile, they have total surveillance on the park across the street from the White House and so much restrictions on even being on Pennsylvania Avenue at this point that you know that there isn't any real threat. I mean, I think the days of somebody rolling up in a trench coat and opening up fire with an AK-47 are over. They have snipers on the roof in D.C. They have Secret Service all over the park, and they have restrictions all over the place when you're on Pennsylvania Avenue. I thank you for the call, Greg. Or, I'm sorry, Ben. Let's jump to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the simulcast that Alex did with Hartman yesterday.
Sure.
And, you know, and it is great that you guys are trying to reach and trying to co-opt everybody and unite everybody, and that's commendable with Alex. But now, having said that, you know, I think that Hartman is pretty much the Glenn Beck for the left.
Oh, I disagree. And you know why? Here's why I disagree. Tom Hartman doesn't put out talking points demonizing the Patriot movement. Let me give you an example. Whereas Glenn Beck, when Ron Paul was a popular guy, right? Glenn Beck said Ron Paul supporters are all nut jobs. They're 9/11 truthers. They're the next Tim McVeighs. They need to be surveilled and rounded up by the military. Tom Hartman just disagreed with his libertarian policies. All right. He doesn't believe in the hard money Austrian school of economics. He never called for anybody's arrest or surveillance. On top of that, Tom Hartman has been pretty sympathetic to 9/11 truth. Has he come out and said 9/11 is an inside job? I believe everything they're saying. Go watch Loose Change. No. But he has promoted films like Press for Truth, the Paul Thompson Timeline book, and he is a rather intelligent person. I just think he's one of those guys with blind spots. He is not overtly going after us or our movement. And I think that's apparent in the way that he reached out to Alex and gave him an hour with his audience.
Well, you know, yes, that, you know, and we've had this conversation before where, you know, prior to the election and stuff, they were buddy-buddy when you guys were going after Bush, and then after it was so bad. Good long, you know, so long, who needs you and all of that kind of stuff. No, I don't mean Tom Hartman in the way, you know, Tom Hartman is smarter than Glenn Beck, but, you know, he's also very devious. I listened to that broadcast at least two times over, and I caught at least three times where he was deliberately trying to shove and cram stuff into Alex's mouth that he did not say.
Yeah, you know, but you know what? Again, you know, I watched the... I not only listen to it live, but you can watch video on both ends. You know, you can watch the PrisonPlanet.tv Alex video, and you can watch the Tom Hartman video. And Tom Hartman, to me, seems like a pretty genuine guy. You know, he's a guy who believes in global warming. And that's a huge lie. You know,
well,
obviously.
You know, that's another thing. Now, he claims that, you know, that was one of the things. But then, you know, he does this hyperbole and double stance and never gets to it. But, you know, and then I went and read something on his blog or his thing on the show where he was doing this thing. And, you know, you may think that I'm reading more into this, but the way he writes this sentence, first of all, he says that Tom Hartman confronts Alex Jones on his latest film and his stints on Fox News. And that's one of the first things that he tried to pull up. But yeah, but you know what?
But you know what that brings in listeners, man.
Too.
Yeah, but that brings in listeners. I don't necessarily disagree with that headline because he doesn't say, you know, confronts Alex Jones on his lies or confronts Alex Jones on his deceptive DVD. No, confronts Alex Jones on the Obama deception. Hey, he openly said he agreed with a lot of the points. He disagreed with some of them. He's bringing it to a larger audience. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get outside of the choir singing and get more people into the movement. So I applaud Tom Hartman. I don't think he's as bad as you think, Scott. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Derek in Texas. But you're more than welcome to think that way. And we do need dissent even among patriots. So, you know, you keep making good points. We'll keep airing them here at the Info Warrior. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
I have a couple things. I'm going to try to get to them as quick as I can. The first one, for people who kind of doubt, I guess, making change, and people always have the, I guess, the view of, you know, I'm just one person, you know, I can't change anything, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk to as many people as I can. Everyone seems to be pretty much open to talking about anything. When it comes to, getting prepared, there's no sense of empowerment whenever you start to buy seeds and, you know, whenever you start to, prepare for this kind of thing. That alone feels empowering. One thing about people waking up, I noticed that a lot of the callers seem really nervous. I'm surprised about nervous. I should be, but, I noticed that a lot of the new callers that are calling are people that are just waking up. And
yeah,
I remember when I was first waking up, it's really hard to really understand lots of things because whenever you're seeing the world from, I guess like blinded eyes, it's easy because there's plenty of comforts and, you know, there's plenty of, you know, I guess chairs and rails. But whenever you're, I guess, awake, you're kind of out in the cold and there's nothing out there. But truth is at the end, but there's traps everywhere. You know, because, you know, I fall into many of them myself because I used to be like a UFO guy before I get...
Sure, there's just so much information coming at you. You don't know what to believe and what not to believe. And if you spend a whole bunch of time researching one subject that doesn't turn out to be true, you're like, oh, I've wasted all this time. But in fact, what you've done is searched out the truth even further and weeded out the bad information. I'm going to come back to you on the other side, Derek. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Who gave the orders? No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow,
I'll never bend. I'm with Jaron now.
Until the end.
What do you think about that, Jaron? Now that you got a hot mic out there, what do you think? Me and you, buddy, till the end.
What?
Jaron and Burmis.
What's up?
Burmis and Jaron. We'll go Jason and Jaron on the road. What do you think?
Two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod, bringing down the road show, my friend.
BFF.
All right, that's enough. You don't pull out BFF. You don't pull out Chillax. You leave the 14-year-old girl speak on the other side of the glass,
with
my
chillax,
friend.
Man.
All right, we're gonna go back to our final caller, Derek. We're talking about how we can reach other people and get outside of the groups that are already awake. We got a lot of new listeners. We got a lot of new viewers to this information. How do we pull them in even further when there's so much disinfo out there, when there's so many rabbit trails to follow? Go ahead, Derek.
The whole thing is pretty much scary. I remember being scared every now and again, you know, whenever there's some pretty big events happening out there that, you know, both you and Jones report on. It's scary. And the important thing, which I kind of give, you know, your show big props on, is that Jones's show is pretty hardcore in terms of, like, you know, every now and again, you know, he'll say something funny. To me, he says something funny every day whenever he makes fun of the yuppies and people taking flu shots. But when it comes to you, you know, the whole, you know, humor thing, you know, for people out there who are waking up, it's great to be humorous, you know, and you got to keep it there. Otherwise, you'll literally go crazy.
No, I agree. And that's why I do this type of a show. I obviously realize that the things I talk about sometimes are extra heavy. And that's why I've kind of taken in the direction, you know, I might have a few more rock stars on, a few more comedians than Jones does. I mean, Jones did this show with me for 3 hours last night. We were sitting here laughing and cracking jokes and talking guy stuff at times. And I think that's good for people to realize, because there's so many people out there, oh, Jones is a fear monger. Oh, Jones is just trying to scare you into buying his DVD. That's not how it is at all. He's really that passionate about this stuff, and he doesn't have somebody all the time to say, hey, man, what you're talking about is really serious and really heavy, and the first person that listens to you may be turned off because they can't deal with it. You know, other times if you're a seasoned listener and you're like, yeah, man, he's fired up. So it's a double-edged sword, you know what I mean? And some people are going to approach Jones' personality separately from the way they approach my personality. We're different people. But, you know, listen, today his dad took off my braces. I'm so glad after almost 1 year having these braces off. God, it's the best thing ever. But his dad is the total opposite of Alex Jones. And I don't mean, you know, intelligence-wise. He's a very intelligent man, but he's very calm. He's very concerted. He's got a lot more even Southern hospitality than Jones. And you're like, I can't believe this is his father. But then, you know, he actually gave me a little picture of Alex when he was like a 12-year-old back in the day, and I showed it on prisonplanet.tv earlier, so you see that he has a little bit of humor and you know, a lot of Jones in him. So it's warming to me that I know that Alex Jones is who he says he is, that he's a real person, and that's why, you know, I love having him not only as a boss but a friend, and I thank him for the opportunity he's given me to open up my, you know, way and presentation of information, I guess, to a wider audience. That's what this is about, right?
Yeah, it's also good to see him back with his shirt on. So,
thank you for the call, Derek. Yeah, I was begging him to put that thing back on last night. It was very unexpected. I think that we actually censored the last hour on that because he did look a lot like the Rancor Keeper when he put it on his head. They're like, ah! I felt like I was Luke Skywalker about to be dropped into a pit of hell. Without Jedi powers and the lightsaber. Folks, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. So glad you joined me. Hope you joined me for all the 3 hours. If you didn't, there's a little thing called a podcast on the lower left-hand side of theinfowarrior.com. Don't forget, I'm over at theprisonplanet.tv and on the YouTube, kids. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.